upon you. I
like God. Somebody heard this song some time ago. He said, with him you can be naked and not ashamed. He said, with man, you don't need to be naked before you are ashamed. God is the only one that can use the negative details of your life and turn it positive. I see change happening for somebody.
Two hands everywhere you are and receive the touch of the physician.
That is why you will remain my great physician.
Lift up your hands everywhere.
the great physician.
Please be seated. For I found in you friend that I can trust. Love is one. You're in every position. Job chapter 14 and in verse 14. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Speaking tonight on the preservation power of hope. The preservation power of hope. Hope, especially hope in God, is a major preserver of life and destiny. Our objective, of course, is to understand the power of hope in God to preserve. Understanding the power of hope in God to preserve. Hope, importantly, hope in God is a major preserver of life and destiny. A fact. Number two, that people begin to die when they no longer have any reason to be alive. When people give up, they go down. And second, people begin to die when they no longer have any reason to be alive. I've said the story many times of that young lady that asked me many, many years ago. She was so hopeless. And she said to me, "Sir, do you think God knows that I'm alive? Does God know that I exist? Is he aware of me?" Nothing she could be told made a difference. She lost hope and eventually lost life, almost sicklessly. I came across the story of a man, a technical person. He works on cold rooms and this kind of refrigerators where they keep fishes, and I'm sure you know the kind of cold room that those who wholesalers of fish put fish, like a whole room, like it's like a refrigerator sort of. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. That's what the man works on. And one day he was working on one of those, and then got himself accidentally locked up inside. Everything he tried to do could not make the thing to open. He concluded that he was dying and he lost hope. Maybe He thought that the cold room was working. When he struggled for a long time and he couldn't sustain it, he wrote a note for his people. He said, I am freezing to death. Sad story. When they came, opened the place, he had actually frozen to death in a cold room that was not working. His mind told him, this is a cold room and you are supposed to freeze to death. Every symptom and every sign and everything on his body showed he froze to death in a place where he should be sweating. People lose hope and lose life eventually. Beloved, you remember the experiment that was said some time ago where you keep some rats. They kept some rats inside a container like a drum. One of the containers is a control group where the rats were covered, no light at all. The other container, the rabbits or rats, was open so they could be seeing light. Those that were seeing light, which means ray of hope, they lived. Those that saw no light died after a short time. Because it's like being shut out of hope. For as long as there was no light in their view, they lost hope. And then died literally normal. That is the power of hope. There are many who have died before their time in this our world today. Not of sickness, not of disease, not of witchcraft, not of anything. But because hope expired, and where their hope stopped, their lives ended. That will never be your portion. That was why Job said in Job chapter 14, verse 14. Nobody has a second life or a spare life. I can't give up now, because if I give up and I die, and if I die, I won't live again. So I'm waiting. I am waiting. I refuse to give up. I am waiting. I am waiting because my change must come. Somebody's change is coming. If you are that one, say louder, amen. Quickly, let us look at the preservation power of hope. What power is in hope to preserve lives? Number one, security and safety are guaranteed by hope. Security and safety. Why did I say so? Job chapter 11, verse 18. He said, look at this. I'd like you to look at it and possibly read it along with me. You can write later. Want to go? And thou shalt be secure. Why? Because there is hope. Yeah. Thou shalt dig about you, and you shall take your rest. How? In safety. Say there is no hope, then you cannot be secure. But provided there is hope, thou shalt be secure because there is hope. The meaning of that is there is the deployment of divine security and safety for the hopeful. The hopeful, the man who is in hope, never lacks divine security and safety. Divine security and safety. Heaven deploys safety and security agents around the hopeful. The meaning of that is also to be hopeless is to dwell insecure, unsafe, and vulnerable. When you are hopeless, you don't have any hope, you are discouraged, you are in despair, You are not looking forward to any future. It means you are dwelling in insecurity, unsafety, and you are vulnerable. Anything can happen to the hopeless. Anything can happen. Please don't play with it. Security and safety are guaranteed by hope. What is scripture? Don't forget it for life. You shall be secure because there is hope. Secondly, strength of heart and courage are guaranteed by hope. Strength of heart and courage. Psalm 31 verse 24. He said, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. He shall strengthen your heart. So the hopeful is both the courageous and the strong. There is the release of courage and release of strength, provided hope is alive. The Lord supplies strength of heart and supplies courage to the hopeful. Once your expectation is intact, once your hope is alive, there is an unbeatable strength inside to beat the odds. Once your expectation is intact and your hope is alive, there is an unbeatable strength that is supplied by your maker to beat the odds against you. There is a wave of courage that is released. The meaning of that is, the hopeless are also spiritual weaklings. When a person is hopeless, he's a weakling in the realm of the spirit. When a person is hopeless, he also ends as a coward in the realm of the spirit. He has lost hope, so he lost courage and lost strength. What is the meaning of that? The loss of strength equals automatic defeat in the battles of life. Because he said, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. Proverbs chapter 24 and in verse 10. The only reason why battle will finish you is because your strength is small. And your strength will be small if your hope is out of place. You will never be a victim of another battle. No battle will ever floor you another time. Is anybody looking at a place of hope? You know, we preach faith, we preach all these things, but we never talk of hope. That tiny thing called being in expectation. That tiny thing called being in anticipation. Having aspiration that is alive. What is the power of hope to preserve? First, security and safety. Second, strength of heart and courage. And this strength of heart makes you beat the devil. Number three, the eye of the Lord is upon the hopeful. Or the eyes of the Lord are upon the hopeful. That was what the Bible said in Psalm 33 and in verse 18. Psalm 33 and in verse 18. It said, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, that hope in his mercy. If you are hoping in God and hoping for his mercy, his eyes are upon you. What is the meaning of that? It means the Lord keeps watch over those who hope in his mercy. He keeps watch. He keeps watch. He keeps watch over those who hope in his mercy.
The meaning of it also is to hope in God is to come under divine surveillance and supervision. Divine surveillance and supervision. You are a candidate for his surveillance, a candidate for his supervision. Check on that boy, check on that girl, check on that man. Just find out and be sure that she's okay, that he is all right, and that no devil is looking for their trouble. Do you know the way your father tells you, if anybody looks for your trouble, let me know? What does it mean? Without hope, you are on your own. Practically on your own. Where a man or a woman does not hope in God's mercy, you have no confidence in God. You are practically on your own. What a dangerous state to be. So the eye of the Lord, or the eyes of the Lord, are upon those, upon the hopeful. Number four, the mercy of God is guaranteed by hope in God. The mercy of God is guaranteed by hope in God. We just read it now, where we read in Psalm 33 verse 18, it says, those who hope in his mercy. Hope connects you with mercy. Psalm 33 verse 22 makes it clearer still. 33 says, let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Let your mercy be upon us as far as we hope in you. When you hope in God, you are connected to his mercy. Do you know the meaning of that? The mercy of God is the deliverance of man from the anger of the enemy. From the anger of the witches and the wizards and the lizards and the bitches. The anger. Psalm 136 from verse 1 all the way to the end. His mercy endured forever. He delivered us from Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endured forever. So if you hope in God, you are connected to his mercy. And if you are connected to his mercy, those who want to kill you are planning for nothing. If you are connected to God's mercy, those who want to hurt you are wasting their time. They may hate you, but they can't harm you if you are tied to his mercy. They may hate you, but they cannot hurt you. Mercy is between their hatred and your life. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I hope in your mercy, and I am now connected. I am now connected. I hope in your mercy. And I am now safe from the wrath of my enemies. Say it louder, amen. Don't be afraid of who hates you if you are not short on mercy. Say that again another way. Don't be afraid of the hatred and the bitterness of men if your tank is not empty of mercy. I will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. When you lose hope, you make yourself chicken for the enemy. when you lose hope, you make your life like mincemeat for the wicked.
The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. The rock of my salvation. Be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Oh, blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted.
What happens? What is the preservation power of hope? Number 5. Adversaries are confounded, confused, and disgraced. True hope in God. Adversaries are confounded, consumed, disgraced through hope in God. Psalm 71 verse 13 to 14 said,
let them be consumed or be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor, that is disgrace, that seek my heart, but I will hope continually and will yet praise more and more. I will hope continually. I will hope continually. As I hope continually, as I praise him more and more, those who are bitter against my life shall be confounded. They shall be consumed. They shall be disgraced. They shall be put to shame. But I will hope more and more.
Somebody say amen. Never ever allow enemy conspiracy to cause you lose your sleep. Never ever allow enemy conspiracy to cause you lose your smile. Sleep, smile. Never ever allow enemy conspiracy to cause you to sweat. And never allow enemy conspiracy to cause you shed tears. This is somebody's word tonight. Oh, they are planning against me. You can't sleep at night. That's a waste of sleeplessness. If you can't sleep at night, that should be because you are praying or worshiping or something. Oh, they are gang up is too much. You are not smiling. That is a waste of frowning. Frown at the devil. I will hope continually and praise more and more. And as long as I do that, those who won't let me rest, who will be confounded, they will be consumed, that are adversaries. They shall be covered with reproach and disgrace and dishonor. Whatever they expect of me happens to them 1,000 times. Whatever they expect of you happens to them 1,000 times.
This is target specific word for somebody's life. Number six. The meaning of that is, when you are hopeless, your enemies prosper. They flourish. They shine. When you lose your hope, when you agree to be miserable because there are so-called enemies, you are actually fertilizing their prosperity, causing them to flourish, causing them to shine. You are causing the agenda of the enemy and his agents to succeed.
when you agree to be miserable and agree to be hopeless. Number six. Redemption and rescue are guaranteed through hope in God. Redemption and rescue are guaranteed through hope in God. Psalm 130 verse 7. Psalm 130 verse 7. He said, let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. Hope in the Lord. With him is mercy. We've dealt with mercy. But abundant redemption means rescue. As long as your hope is in place, you are not permitted to last in any trap. I just said something right now. As long as your hope is in place, you are not permitted to last in any trap. The enemy may set the trap, but you cannot remain there. Before you know it, Jehovah arrived and just delivered and rescued you from the trap and the snare and the agenda of the enemy. Is God speaking to somebody? Shout the loudest, amen. For as long as your hope is in place, you are not permitted to last in any trap. That is, if you are ever trappable. That is, if by any means, by any accident, a trap caught your leg, your owner just arrived, untrap your leg, release your life to go and deal with the devil. With the Lord is plenteous redemption, abundance of rescue, abundance of deliverance. I am here announcing to somebody, whatever the enemy has said for you is broken right now. I declare you are out. In the month of November, every trap and every snare that has been placed for you is set on fire. In the month of December, everything the devil set for you is set on fire. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. So security and safety are guaranteed by hope, through hope in God. Strength of heart and courage are guaranteed through hope. The eyes of the Lord are upon the hopeful. And the mercy of God is guaranteed by hope. And adversaries are confounded, consumed, disgraced through hope in God. And redemption and rescue are guaranteed through hope in God. When all these things are in place, I'm sure it is confirmed that your life is immovable with hope. Take note of three things in conclusion. First, no life ends vulnerable and defeatable with hope in God. No one ends vulnerable or defeatable where hope is placed in God. With hope in God, you don't end vulnerable. You don't end defeatable. Second, the enemy never wins victory over the hopeful. The enemy never wins victory. The enemy may try to engage you in conflict, engage you in a fight, but he never wins victory if your hope is in place. Your hope is in place. Your hope is in place. On Christ a solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
My faith is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but holy on thee. Oh, Christ, the solid rock I stand on. Is sinking firm. All the ground is sinking firm. Christ, the solid rock I stand.
Vulnerable and defeatable with hope in God. The enemy never wins victory over the hopeful. Thirdly, the end of hope is the beginning of the end of life. The end of hope is the beginning of the end of life. When hope has finished, life has begun to end. Nothing can prolong it. No prayer from any pastor, no medication can keep a man alive who has lost hope. One man was discharged from the hospital and they say, you are free now, you are healed. He said, please leave me, I'm tired. Let me rest. Just leave. Rest. You rest in the hospital. You rest in the rest house. He said, I'm tired. Just let me rest. He didn't wake up the next day. He has been healed of whatever sickness brought him. But he wasn't cured of hopelessness. He wasn't cured of hopelessness. The end of hope is the beginning of the end of life. What is my counsel? Two things. Don't let your life leave you. Live your life. Don't let your life leave you. Live your life. Did you hear what I just said? Don't let life leave you. L-I-V-E. Don't let life leave you. You live life. You don't know the meaning of that? It's like asking you, don't let your car drive you. Drive your car. Don't let house build you. Build the house. Don't let phone use you. Use the phone. Don't wake up in the morning and the day is what determines how you feel. You determine how the day goes. There are those who are living their lives, and there are those, their lives are living them. Everything that comes their way equals either a collapse of their confidence, a collapse of their joy, a collapse of their hope. They are just pliable, malleable. They go the path of least resistance, like the river, like the carrot. Are not wired to confront anything.
And to tell the devil and tell anybody that cares to hear, you are not the one to determine how I feel. You woke up in the morning, and very early in the morning, somebody wants to spoil your day. Tell that devil you are a bastard. You can't ruin today for me. You can't ruin today for me. You can't ruin the month for me. You can't ruin my life for me. You can't. I have come to the point in my life where I rejected money. I rejected money. That is legitimate money. It was rejected for years so that I can have my peace and live my life and have my joy and not be exposed to any words that hurt me. Take 500 naira. See your big head. And you are still collecting the money. If I have not said anything today, don't leave your feelings and expectations in the hands of mortal human beings. Don't leave your feelings and your expectations at the mercy of your circumstances. At the mercy of the humans around you. You determine it. You determine it. You determine it. There are those who are permanently having bad days. And they are looking for who to share it with. They are permanently having bad days, and bad days, they are looking for who to divide it with. Don't let your life leave you. Live your life. I told somebody yesterday, said if you are in the room and you are feeling so down and so depressed, get up, dress up, get out. Maybe because isolation favors depression. You're just down there. You're just thinking, you know, life is so bad. Nothing is working for me. But isolation and especially darkness, no light. You are just on your own. Maybe everybody hates me. Nobody likes me. What is this life all about? In fact, I wish somebody can kill me. Somebody was suggesting like that. The man said, if I kill myself, I will go to hell. So I started praying for somebody to kill me. He said, if I kill myself, I will go to hell. I was praying to let somebody kill me. Let a vehicle misbreak and just kill me. That was how depressed. He had a master's degree for about 12, 13 years, no job. Everything frustrated, life tied down. Down in one place, and everything is about. Get up, dress up, get out, wear your best dress, be smart and sharp, look like it is Christmas, and blast in tongues on your way out. Labagadaga yada laya hosta, leparada hasadaga, leke padara hoseba, leke tiparata siga, leke pabarada yala la hashona managala, leparabas. Just walk into the open space, walk into the gardens nearby here, or just as you begin to pray and blast in tongues, you will get direction, you get inspiration, you know what to do. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? Don't let your life leave you. Look at your neighbor, say, from today, I will not allow my life to leave me. I will live my life. See, after me, say, my life, my situations, my circumstances, people cannot determine my feelings, my expectations. I will determine it.
Take your seat. And second, very short, never, ever, ever give up. Never, ever, ever give up. Why do you say so, Pastor? Because you are always very close to solution at the point of giving up. Always. I will wait till my change comes. Always very, very close to solution.
If you watch in the night, the time of the night that is the darkest moment is always before the daybreak. It gets dark, so dark, then bam.
There is an easy way to know that day is about to break when it is very, very dark.
I told you about what I read.
In the book of Acres of Diamond, in the days of the gold rush in America, where people were looking for gold everywhere, a man was digging for gold digging for gold he couldn't find. He dug, couldn't find. People were digging gold aimlessly. He sold his house to go and look for gold.
When the man, the man he sold the property to, continued from where the owner was digging. And he hit, bam, bam. Next thing he met was gold.
It didn't exact much effort. He only continued from the effort of the man. The man gave up when he was almost close to gold. If you go through scripture, solutions are always side by side with problems. The stone that killed Goliath was near where Goliath was.
Nobody found it. David came, found it, picked it, brought him down. When it was time to feed 5,000 people with food, they didn't go far to buy the food. The 5 loaves and 2 fishes was in their midst. Everybody, anywhere you are, all truths are parallel. When the mother of Ishmael was looking for water to drink, the angel of the Lord opened her eyes at Beer-Lahai Hairoi, and the well was nearby. The well was beside her. The well that needed to quench her thirst.
The solution is always nearby.
When the children of Israel met the bitter waters at Marah, and they were looking, how do we drink? God showed Moses, see that tree beside the water there. Pick the leaf. It will sweeten the water. God planted the solution beside the problem. When in 2 Kings chapter 7, the axe head fell into the water. And the sons of the prophet were asking, what do we do?
Elijah caught a tree that was right there. He threw it inside the water. The axe head swam. It didn't float, it swam like a human being. It gained life. Am I communicating? I don't care what the situation is. There is a nearby answer. There is a nearby solution. And that is why you should never, ever, ever give up. Stand up on your feet.
Be upstanding. About 3 Sundays ago, a woman testified on this altar. She had no viable eggs. Her husband and herself tried to give birth to children. No child could be born. So they got donor eggs. Did IVF, donor egg failed. Did the second IVF with another donor egg, it failed. Did a third IVF with another donor egg, it failed.
And then God said, donor eggs and IVF, give me a chance. He said, now, husband, I will use your egg, use your seed, and I will use the woman's egg that did not exist. No IVF, no donor eggs. Bam! Answer arrived. Jehovah bypassed the eggs and bypassed the frustration and gave the answer. That is somebody's situation tonight.
I don't know how many times you tried and you failed. There is a God in heaven that is giving you answers and solutions now.
Lift up your hands and give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration, give him the worship, the supremacy, the dominion, the rule.
Go ahead and honor him. Go ahead and adore him. Father, we worship you. We honor you. We adore you.
He's never disappoint me one day. He's never disappoint me one day. Since I joined the army of the Lord, He's never disappoint me one day.
I'd like you to lift up your hands and your voices. Just begin to worship the Lord. If you can pray in the Holy Ghost, worship in tongues, worship in the Spirit, go on ahead and do it right now. Open your mouth and pray. Worship him. Honor him. Honor him. Adore him in the Spirit. Pray. Father, I come before you tonight. I come before you today. I come before you today. I come before you today. Iasta Barovia. Leke Sumaratale. Mekaya Dabalosa. Leperina. Zuritabile. Perenamagasi. Perenamagasi. Leperinealoga. Perenialoga. Sitelebreyalalasta. Leperete Sena Managalaya Hasta. Lara Nahasene. Geduelalahaya. Rete Sina Managala. Tereni Managala. Mesa la Barananaske. Lema Nagala Rahusa. Rete Sina Lana Barode. Sona Kadalaya. Leperite. Kesona Gala. Let us see Kalana Mayalala, Mana Gayala Hasta, Leperete Side Yanamanasta, Let us see Koko, Nagalagayala, Leparanagayala Hasta, Leperata Setelina Mayana, Repataka Sena Manana, Let us see Nayana, Let us Sana Gayada Hashara, Leko Daradayala Hashi, Esaba. Exaga litara tasakadami, lepeperenegala hosta toranala, leperete sita layala. I receive, yes, Master, in Jesus' precious name.
My eyes are upon you, Lord, all of my hope is in you. My eyes are upon you. Lord, all my hope is in you.
I cannot fear
what the future holds, for you are my fear. In your hands I cannot fear, Lord. I cannot fear
what the future holds, for you hold the future in your hands.
Lift up your two hands everywhere you are.
Thank you.
Lift up your two hands everywhere you are.
I believe that this word was specially packaged for somebody here tonight. Well, we are going to go ahead and thank him for this word. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Bible says the Lord will not hear me. If your relationship with God is not in order, hope in God is not a possibility. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. I'd like you to step forward here quickly and hand over your life to Jesus. Make your ways right with Jesus. Have your sins forgiven. Have Jesus Lord over your life. Pick your Bibles. Or you want to rededicate yourself to God. You want an addiction broken. A negative lifestyle broken. Quickly pick your Bibles and pick your bags. And step forward and surrender to Jesus right now. I give you the count of seven. Take it from the first verse.
You're my refuge in times of need. You're the rock on which I stand. For you may
keep coming. One, two.
I am standing. Stand on your word.
Two.
For your word is solid ground.
Three. Keep coming. Four.
By the power that is in you.
Your right hand on your chest, all of you stand in front here and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I have decided to follow you. Help me to live for you. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you. I declare the hold of sin broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you in Jesus' name. Go ahead, take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Everybody, those in the front remain. Counselors, what's your direction? This should be part of the communion right here. Blessed tonight. Listen to this. We're going to take the communion. After that, we'll receive the anointing. And then there are definitely prophetic words that God gave our release very quickly in the time of the anointing. But this communion tonight is going to give victory over every agenda of the devil to make you depressed and hopeless. Anything. Any walking from hell to impart hopelessness on your life according to Revelation.
12:11, we overcome Satan the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so I prophesy upon that communion today victory over the forces of despair, the forces of frustration, the forces of hopelessness. I declare it though, in Jesus' precious name.
I cannot see what the future holds. I hold the future in your hands. I cannot see what the future holds. I hold the future in your hands. I cannot see what the future holds.
Premature death, victory over arrows of disease, arrows of disaster, arrows of depression, arrows of hopelessness, arrows of despair. That victory is communicated here in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Go on ahead and celebrate. Take the communion, take your seat. Go ahead.
There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is
power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from the bobbin of sin?
There's power in the blood. Power in the blood.
Would you be free from that power of sin?
There's wonder working power in the blood. There is power.
There is power.
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 Wonder
working power.
The Lord the praise. While you get your bottles of oil set, I declare today the yoke of depression, hopelessness, despair is broken. Now stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. Poverty will never know your address. Spirit of empty-handedness and barrenness and poverty and bankruptcy will never know your address. And everywhere what is yours is tied, they are now released. In the name of the Father and of the Son, now the Holy Ghost. Shout the loudest amen. Go ahead and pick up your offerings, tithes and pledges.
Yes, 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 yes tonight.
Father, multiply the harvest back to every giver. And let the hands lifted never drop to bear in Jesus' name. Pass the offering, and once you have dropped the offering, you can stand up with your bodies of all. Lift up your bottles of oil. Like I said on Sunday, we're almost running on injury time. So the devil is very extra and hyperactive. Time to live right. Time to work for God. Time to work for God. Coming Sunday is our Holy Ghost service in His presence. Don't come alone. And this year's Kingdom Power and Glory World Conference, possessing your possession, is, and then also the restoration of the Worship and Wonders Night, the last Friday of November. Man, I want you to let your friends know ahead of time. Many new things you will see in this conference. And I believe that you will never remain the same. We'll have a couple of buses that will be on the road. Our own buses, not just the government buses, that will be bringing people from several places here. It's a new season. Win souls, touch lives, establish them in the Lord, and let us have something we are living for beyond this life. Hallelujah. Lift up the bottles of oil. Psalm 90, of course, the home church on Saturday is a great time in God's presence, and you're encouraged to be present. Psalm 92, verse 10 to verse 11. You say, my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. This oil is about to position a horn on my head. Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And we are his offspring, so we are lions. I like you to picture lion with horns. He's dangerous enough without horns. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. And when that happens, my eye shall see my desire upon my enemies. My ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. By the reason of this anointing tonight, not only are you preserved, not only are you secured, not only are you untouchable, but everything the enemies of your life wish you, they shall experience in their life. Everything the devil and his agents wish for you, they shall experience in their life. And everywhere this oil is poured, that premises, that environment, that house, that life becomes untouchable, unharmable, indomitable, and irresistible. In the name of Jesus. Take a little of the oil in your hand now. It's also dealing with the demons of hopelessness, discouragement, and despair tonight. With suicidal tendencies. The devil is whispering that life is not worth it. Why are you alive? Death is better, and so on. Tonight, that devil is getting out of your life. The demon of Mashakobagadaga. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. When your miracle or almost happened, then another story. When you almost share the testimony, then another story. Tonight, that situation expires. Evil arrows of disease, evil arrows of disaster, they are being retrieved and refired back to sender. Arrows from wickedness and bitterness coming around your life, around your mind, around your system to cause disease. Arrows of envy, arrows of jealousy, they are retrieved and refired back to hell. I see the release of financial favor. Where your resources have been tied down, what belongs to you tied down is being released right now. Amen. Lift up your hands and let this anointing place a seal. Everything prophesied along with your preservation and protection is released via this anointing. Right now you are untouchable in the month of November and December, and this seal is coming upon you to give you preservation. And I prophesy multiplied divine encounters. Encounters right here. Encounters overnight. Encounters in the dreams that will confirm your miracles, your testimonies. Right now, millions around the world receive the touch of God. At the count of seven, you scream, I receive. Which means you are receiving your preservation and receiving everything prophesied. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. I receive. 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 Receive it. 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 In Jesus' precious name, it is done. Next time we are meeting, you are here with your testimonies. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you from this day and forevermore. And the year 2020 is our year of word. What kind of shift is that? So shall it be. Give the Lord a 60-second shout of victory. One, two, go. And go forth and return with your testimony in Jesus' name. Assist somebody on their way home. If you can assist somebody, pick them on the road. God bless you. Those of you here in the front, we appreciate your coming. God bless you.